I'm at Express Coffee HQ. Once in a while, Chris gives me a call and I pop round and come and talk to him about what the latest developments, be it in the coffee bean or coffee tech. I do have, just to prove here, let me have a quick slurp, a very delicious and fine coffee of the day. The second coffee of the day that enables me to speak a little bit faster and find my words a little bit quicker. Chris, on the other hand, could probably do, I don't know, the guy that we can hear just outside the door, he says he has about 20 cups of coffee a day. How many do you have?
I'm cutting it down because I'm dieting. Half a dozen now.
12.
Under double figures.
Under double figures. Oh, okay. That's less than 12.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Half a dozen. The coffee's messing with my mind. I don't even know what a dozen is anymore. Chris, tell me. The last time we spoke, actually, you were involved in quite a serious David and Goliath type of struggle. And I remember saying to you, man, you should write a book. And you were like, no, it's way, way too dark. What goes on in the coffee industry, specifically right now, is pretty intense. And I know that you don't like talking about it, you don't want to talk about it, but I want to push. You're concentrating less on your kind of household coffee supplies of coffee and machines and bits and bobs, and you're moving more towards the commercial. Why is that?
We've been doing commercial probably seriously for just over a year now, and more or less dropped domestic completely. We're more forced to do it, which I won't go into reasons why. But no, the commercial seems to suit us very well. We've got our own engineers. We tend to focus largely on the office market for bean to cup machines, which we can then back up with our own engineers. And a lot of the time they want completely bespoke contracts, which might mean an engineer going in every other day to clean the machines, which we can do by having our own engineers.
Of course, you don't want to go into it, but I'm going to nudge here a little bit. From what I gather, well, from what I know, actually, from knowing you relatively well, your reputation has been getting better and better and stronger and stronger, and you were getting more and more successful. Originally, you got me in to do some videos, and which we kind of rinsed YouTube for a while. We pulled a few down just because they don't necessarily serve what you're necessarily dealing with right now. And a particular manufacturer saw, and this is my opinion now, you're here head in hands almost, where's he going with this? How successful you were getting and decided, I want a piece of this. And you weren't the only victim of this, were you? A large, very reputable coffee manufacturing company completely changed the way they worked online. And it was a lot of David and a lot of Davids and one Goliath. The small guy getting maybe pushed aside a little bit. Do you want to say anything?
I think that's a fair description, I think.
Come on, I squeeze you.
I think our downside to us is we use social media. You know, you showed us the way and we then took it further. We spent tens of thousands of pounds on social media, videoing, advertising. And
none of that went to me, incidentally.
And perhaps focused on one particular brand and put all our eggs in one basket because we love the brand. We still think it's a great brand. We're just not over keen on the people that run it over in the UK. But we showed them, perhaps made it look too easy, became their biggest supplier. And at the same time, they were setting up that we were sending the videos because they wanted to see the videos. And as it turns out, all along they were setting up their own web shop to sell direct to the public.
So as a result, you decided to kind of step away a little bit. Yet I can't help but notice you've got some very, very tasty machines that would not look out of place in my kitchen. Hint, hint, I need another demo one soon. But when I'm looking at the stuff out there, there seems to be quite a bit of a crossover in a way. Anyway, is it like MDs of large companies that are hiring and or purchasing some of your bigger machines are then having smaller machines for their offices as such?
Yeah, pretty much, because we tended to focus on the office market. We have kept an element of top-end bean-to-cup machines, where they are ideal in a very small office environment or a staff room or a little kitchen. But yeah, quite often we might get asked where they've got a lot of our bigger commercial machines, that they want a small machine for the MD's office or one for the boardroom or somewhere where they don't want to keep walking out to get coffees if they've got a particular meeting.
Yeah.
So there is a slight crossover there.
It's nice not ever saying no either. And I know you're not the kind of guy that says no if somebody phones up and they want a specific requirement. I found it quite interesting watching the Gadget Show the other night, because I do, and this is me being open and transparent, the arrangement we kind of have is I get to try out lots of coffee machines. You will drop one round to my house and say, have a go at this. And a while ago you said, this is one to watch. And it's the Siemens...
their Z series. It was they gave it a wonderful long-winded name. I think it was a TK76009. You know, as if not to confuse it any more than that. But I was very impressed with it. I actually originally saw it in the T3 Gadget magazine.
Right.
Saw it and just thought, I've got to find out where you can get one of these.
I know why, because it's got blue lights on it.
That was part of it. Yes, it had a few. Apart from the blue lights, it did. Like a boy racer with the blue lights underneath. But it did have some very cool features, and very simplistic features, which stopped some of the blockages that you got on some of the, like the Swiss design machines can get certain blockages. And this had got a very simple way of getting around that, which we were impressed with.
And, of course, the Gadget Show tested it recently, and they, along all the other machines they tested, they said it was overall the best. Although they did say, probably not the cheapest machine, not necessarily the kind of machine you'd splash out for because it cost over a grand. But you've said to me, look, how much are people spending on coffee a day? And if there's just two people in a household and you drink a couple of good... You're always going to have good coffee. You're always saving yourself £2 a cup every time as such. Well, obviously not in the long run you would be, but it does pay off in the end. And I find it very difficult now... pulling myself away from having a bean to cup. It's just a little bit too convenient.
Yeah, I think it's, from my view, I've noticed it in the UK that a lot of offices, a lot of people do like the simplicity of a bean to cup. I think, being honest, if you've got someone trained on a traditional machine, they do produce phenomenally good coffee with a trained barista, but... if you've got someone who isn't trained, you could have the most expensive machine, coffee bean and grinder, and you're going to get a pretty awful cup of coffee. So we have found that a lot of people go over to bean to cup with those types of machines. So, and that was a lot of it, is people, we used to get a lot of people coming through to, certainly back in the domestic days, with the top end machines, and they'd say, well, look, I have two coffees in the morning, I'm spending this much a week, and I've thought, sod it, I'm going to buy a machine for home and do it that way.
You've always been, as with the Siemens, and what you said was going to be a hit, and it still is, and it seems to be months later, it's still a hit. What is your next prediction around coffee machines? I need to get you to drop another brand in here, because, you're hardly selling anything here. You're meant to be a salesman. Actually, you are. No, you don't need to sell coffee, do you? Most people seem to drink it. Give me your prediction for what is going to be the next... thing that people need to look out for. Obviously, you need to maybe drop it in there that you might be selling it, and then tell me your website.
Yeah, I think a lot of companies and brands that were perhaps not known for top end bean to cup are raising their game plan against mainly Dura machines, who had a monopoly of that market, and they're raising their game plan. There's a couple of brands out there, DeLonghi, Siemens.
They weren't at all mentioned in the Gadget Show, though, were they, Dura?
No, I did. I thought that was quite strange. I still think they're good machines, very good machines for what they do. But and there's a couple of commercial brands actually coming down into that range, which I think are worth watching.
Is that there's a couple of those outside in your showroom, isn't there?
I think there's only a couple in the country, and we've got one of them.
You're talking about the one I'm not meant to mention.
That's the one, yeah.
The WMF one.
Yeah, it's been in my kitchen for. A fair few months now, but it's a phenomenally good machine. It's going to be pitched, I believe, if it does get launched against the Z5 or Z7 Dura machine. And I think phenomenally good.
What I saw that particularly impressed me was this really, really cool milk cleaning system. One of the things about having milk set up with the machine in the kitchen was it can be a little bit of a faff. If I'm only having one or two cups a day for me to clean it through... But this little hose system plugs back into the machine for a quick flush and it's done. And you'd got to see it to believe it. It's I don't know why people haven't thought about that before.
Yeah, WMF do it on their larger machines as an optional extra, which is the best part of £250 to £300. They used to do it on one of their Gastro 1000. And it's just such a simple way because the majority of calls that we get with problems with these type of machines, nearly all cleaning related, and out of that, they're nearly all milk cleaning related. Mm. And with this simple system, it's quite phenomenal.
So this great little system might be doing you out for some servicing, because people will find it easier to clean and maintain the coffee machine, which, let's face it, they kind of have to do if they want it to be doing the 100 cups a day a lot of these are doing.
I suppose you could look at it that way, but we're one of the very few companies, I think. You know, there are good companies out there, but one of the things we concentrate on is if we can fix it over the phone, we do so.
Nice.
A lot of companies won't do that, and they'll just send out an engineer. But in our view, if we send an engineer out and it's a two-minute fix, they're not happy.
I love the way that you just saw me doing a FaceTime on the iPhone going, oh, my God, this would be awesome for doing one-on-ones with customers so that we don't need to go out and don't need to, you know. And I'm like, hang on a second, you're going to say you don't need to charge them for servicing? I definitely think that you come from the old-school customer service mentality whereby keeping people happy means they'll keep coming back.
Well, they do come back, but if they do have a problem and yeah. you have to go out to them, they tend to trust the fact that if you say it's going to cost X amount to fix it,
yeah.
because you've built up that rapport and fixed it numerous times for nothing, you know, they've got more trust in you and come back to you. And I think, you know, that's what we're trying to do, is have old school customer care with an internet and social media presence of the future.
Nice, nice. Yeah, there is. I've really restrained myself today by starting off saying, I'm talking about some tech with you here. This is not a shopping list. But it works both ways, man. You keep tempting me. tell me what the blend is of your Express coffee at the moment, because I noticed a little bit of a change since last time, a little bit of a kick.
Yeah, we've just done it as a house blend. Our roasters, we've done a new house blend, and it's got a bit more of a robuster coffee in there to give it a bit more of a kick to get us all through the day, I think, to try and do 15 hours a day. Other than that, it's trying to get, you know, walk around with it completely just on an injection, I think, or inject it in.
Intravenous. No, I wouldn't go that far. No, not when you've got so much nice tech out there.
Yeah, I suppose it would get in the way with the wheels and carrying it around with us, and it might be a little bit obvious at meetings.
Yeah, I think the next step is just crunching the beans right between the teeth. So how are things looking regarding the David and Goliath struggle? Have you just kind of put that behind you now?
Oh, well, we've tried to. It's been very difficult for us because, you know, it was a big financial commitment, and personally we lost a huge amount of money. Mm. But we've come out of it much stronger in the commercial side. It's actually built our reputation even stronger because a lot of people saw what was happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, we stood up.
And how nobly you did as well without playing dirty.
Yeah. I mean, it was very difficult because there were a lot of underhanded things done by them. And it was very hard sometimes not to go down that path. But, you know, I think that is what, in the long run, built our reputation, because we didn't lower ourselves to those levels.
No, good. I think in this case there's definitely some kind of karmic goodness that's coming back on you, because I've seen you go from strength to strength, and I think for any small kind of family business like yourself, it's important to maintain those kind of morals, definitely. So good luck, man. And you haven't mentioned the website. Go on.
www.expresscoffeecommercial.co.uk.
Yeah, nice short URL there.
Yeah. I am thinking of shortening it just to make it a little bit simpler.
Says everything you need to. Cool, and that's Express with an X. Thanks a lot, Chris. As ever, pleasure.
No problem.